Come on down and stand on the soapbox.
You've got 60 seconds.
Today,
on the soapbox,
Mark Probst, assistant professor of emergency medicine at Mount Sinai Hospital.
Shared decision-making has recently become a popular term in emergency medicine, yet there are still some misconceptions that exist. First of all, shared decision-making is not just talking with your patient about why you're doing what you're doing. Shared decision-making is actually about presenting options and having the patient weigh in.
Hey, Cookie Monster, would you like to share Elmo's cookies?
Share?
Yeah.
Of course, the options must be medically reasonable. You would not offer an MRI of the toe for someone who just stubbed their toe.
Please.
Sometimes, patients refuse care that is actually clearly in their best interest. In that case, you don't need to use shared decision-making. You need to use something called compassionate persuasion. Compassionate persuasion is when you convince a patient to receive care because you know that refusing care would be truly unsafe.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
For shared decision-making to be appropriate, you need three things.
First, your patient must have capacity to make medical decisions. You wouldn't do it with a drunk patient, of course.
You don't even know what it is, Becca.
Second, you need to have a situation where you have two medically reasonable options. Third, you need time. A patient were crashing in front of you, you wouldn't do shared decision making.
So try it. Try it on your next shift, and you may find it very gratifying.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow Academic Life on iTunes, SoundCloud, or your podcasting app of choice. We'll see you next time.